Tom Ridge was sworn in today as the nation's first Secretary of Homeland Security. He'll oversee the merger of about 24 agencies into a new department that is supposed to make the country safer from terrorist attacks. But he begins his job amid complaints that Homeland Security is underfunded and that the government has done too little so far to secure the nation. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
History was made today, but very little actually changed.
Thank you for calling INS National Customer Service Center.
Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Thank you for calling the Coast Guard Recruiting Hotline.
Plum Island Animal Disease Center.
All of these agencies and more will become part of the Department of Homeland Security, but it will be March before any actual merger takes place. Even then, most of the more than 170,000 workers who are moving to the new department will keep their same offices and jobs, at least initially. New Homeland Security Secretary Ridge says it will take time to figure out the best way to reorganize.
We realize that today marks one step in the process of building not only the new department, but continuing on a daily basis to better protect our fellow citizens and our way of life. We also realize we have a long way to go.
He said a lot of work has already been done, though, and he noted new efforts to vaccinate medical workers against smallpox. President Bush proposed the new department last summer after criticism that the government's anti-terrorism efforts were too scattered, that miscommunication and overlapping jurisdictions had made the nation vulnerable. No one doubts that Ridge has a tough job ahead. Several agencies moving to the new department, such as the Immigration and Naturalization Service, come with existing morale and organizational problems. Ridge also has to oversee the many non-Homeland Security functions of agencies such as the Coast Guard and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which will become part of Homeland Security. Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institution says when the next big hurricane comes along, Ridge will get the call.
He is going to be the person responsible for making sure that the U.S. government delivers the federal dollars to the people who are now in emergency shelters and indeed help those emergency shelters be set up.
In a report released yesterday, Brookings concluded that the administration still has a lot to do to secure the nation's ports and borders and to address the intelligence sharing problems that became evident after the attacks of 2001. Several important agencies dealing with Homeland Security, such as the FBI, will not be part of the new department. Dalder says Ridge will have to make sure nothing falls between the cracks.
And he has to be able to do it at a time when the terrorists are not going to wait for us to organize.
Another challenge is growing criticism, especially from Democrats, that not enough money is available for Homeland Security. Local officials are increasingly irate that Congress has yet to approve a $3.5 billion package proposed last year to help fire, police, and other so-called first responders. Larry Naik, executive director of the National Association of Counties, says local officials are having a hard time making ends meet.
We need that $3.5 billion in total from the federal government, not half of it, not a quarter of it, but all $3.5 billion. It's been 16 months since September 11th. The money hasn't come down, and that's a travesty.
But today, President Bush said the department will have whatever support it needs.
The American people can be certain that the mission of Homeland Security will be carried out with focus and resolve, with the resources the task requires.
Ridge said he's already seen the Homeland Security numbers in the president's new budget and that he thinks state and local officials will be very pleased. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.